Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Joining us on the phone, one of Australia's great sportsmen across a couple of sports, and his name is Anthony Mundine. He's a great mate of all of ours. We want to get him on. Chock, welcome to the Saturday Scrum.
I sound embarrassed. Come on.
Good to hear from you, mate. What have you thought of Indigenous round so far? I'm loving the jumpers.
Yeah, obviously the jumpers are good, bro. You showcase the rich Indigenous sort of talent over the years in the history of the game, you know, which is great.
The man, it's your old mate, Brother Brown, as you call me.
Brother Brown, what's that, man?
Now, mate, we're talking about people's favourite Indigenous players. Now, I know that in your mind you're the best ever Indigenous player, but who's your favourite? I come up with the Black Cat, I did, Ricky Walford.
My favourite, I got to play with him, which I was very lucky, fortunate to play with the brother, was the Pearl. He was
nice,
like,
yeah,
he was a legend to play with, and a genuine bloke too. So, that's what was my favourite.
What about one of the current players? We had Cody Walker on earlier, and I mean, his form's great, but he's such a good, I guess, role model for the Indigenous community and a leader at South Sydney. You must love watching him, but anyone else as well at the moment who you think is doing a really great job for the Indigenous community?
A lot of talent coming through, a lot of, you know, Indigenous talent coming through. Obviously, Cody's in fine form, man. I've been a former pivot, I can see that he's playing very well. But obviously, the guy that, you know, that loves to hate is Latrell. I think he's got the most talent out of the current stock. And, you know, as soon as he finds his feet, he'll be a dangerous man.
Yeah, Chock, it's Sturlo. Mate, we saw you out on the hill at Cogra the other night. Do you get around to games much? Do you still have a lot of interest in the game?
A little bit. I watch some, you know, when a good game's on, I try to make sure I watch them, especially, you know, the front runners and stuff. Especially a lot of cousins and family in the game. You know, Remus Smith's from the Bulldogs, my nephew, Blakey Fergs, my cousin. So I've got a few brothers, you know, Jimmy Roberts, my cousin. So I watch the brothers, try to watch the brothers when I can. But, I look at it every now and then, you know.
Could you still handle the NRL, man, you reckon?
that was many years ago, but... obviously, you know, I changed sports at the peak of my powers in footy. I obviously played footy since I was 4 years old. So all I have to do is get my speed back and obviously get some runs around a paddock. I'll still be a dangerous man too.
Hey, Chock, we asked you the other day on the podcast, Brownie was there, hypothetically, do you think Sonny Bill could still cut it in the NRL and now it's going to happen? What do you say?
I mean, I think you can. I think you're, you know, amazing athlete, especially in the dual codes of rugby and rugby league and union. So, you know, he's just got to, make sure his fitness is there, make sure he's healthy. And, you know, like I said, he's going to be dangerous as well.
Mate, what occupies your time now?
I'm just kicking back, man. I'm just enjoying life. Yeah, a couple of businesses, doing some business with construction with the MGM, me and Gage there. I think you might remember him, Sturlo. He's the old Phantom, you know.
Yep.
Back in the day, he stopped the St. George games. Yeah, we've got a construction business trying to give young Aboriginal kids, Indigenous kids and people, you know, opportunities.
What about any more fights?
Stay tuned, baby. Stay tuned. never say never. I'm still a bad man. I still hold my hands up. Don't worry about that.
Good on you, mate. It's always good to catch up with you, Chock. All the very best to you, brother.
All the best. Thanks very much, guys, and hope you have a great afternoon.
Good on you, mate. Cheers, there he is. Anthony Mundine joining us to talk about Indigenous round, among other things.
What was he like to play with?
Oh, outstanding, yeah. Outstanding, yeah. And the thing which people probably... And it probably cost Chock, you know, there was times when when Laurie and Freddie and them blokes were out and Chock didn't make Australia there 1 year, he was clearly the best 5'8 playing, but people saw him as not a team person because he was obviously outspoken. But I was saying on the show the other week, he was he never ever drank alcohol, but if there was a team do one, he'd drive the car behind the bus. He'd get follow the bus around, go and play pool, hang out with the team. Mm. And on the field, he was an outstanding team player. He had a great individual talent, but his ability to play with his team and make his teammates look better was as good as any.
Mm. It's amazing from, again, doing the podcast the other day, how one thing that stood out, Brownie, is how close you and him are.
Yeah, we got on great, man, Chock. Yeah, and they did a thing the other night. You know, we had a, you know, the Dragons have always had a big Indigenous base of players, the Dragons. You know, the Dragons and Souths in the early days were probably two of the main ones. But we actually had Koori Corner. Chock spoke about it. And there was Ricky Walford was in it, Jeff Hardy, Chock, Andrew Walker, the human javelin, Mark Belvin. Mm. So we had, they actually had Koori Corner. It was written on the, in the away dressing jersey, it was written up on the wall, Koori Corner. And every Koori that played for the club signed it.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent.
He's a good fella.
Okay, guys, moving right along now. It's the Saturday Scrum on Triple M.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.